Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Yo, yo.
Good morning.
How are you?
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I was just kind of contemplating, no matter how many of these I do, that like 5 minutes just before I go on, whether I'm doing like a video or I'm doing a live or I'm doing like when you guys get me up on stage or I'm doing I just get so nervous before I jump on. Yeah.
Nervous is a good thing. I mean, any performers throughout the years will tell you being nervous is really, really important. I mean, a lot of the time people, when I jump up on stage, people don't think I'm nervous, but that's all, you know, learning how to command the situation and hold it. You know, the energy and da-da-da-da-da. But I'm nervous every time I get on. I think if I wasn't nervous, I'd be worried. And I remember when Amy Winehouse was singing alongside, I can't remember who it was, but later on he was being interviewed about her and he said every time she sang, she'd stop and go, no, that wasn't right. No, that wasn't right. And he was going, no, that was excellent. She'd go, no, it wasn't right. And he said it's a really good sign of a master of the craft is somebody who is concerned, you know, never feels they've got it right. They're always wanting to get it better and better and better and better. And I think that that's part of nerves. You know, for me, it's always wanting to get it right, always wanting to get it better. You know, how do we make it better?
I remember years ago, I used to worry that you get so nervous before relationships are new. And eventually I realized that actually I need you to be nervous because if you weren't nervous, you wouldn't care as much. Like I would want to like help you. Now I go, if you're nervous, that's good. It means you're present, it means you're focused, you're prepared, you're ready to rock and roll. But the nerves also only last just right up into the moment where you get
on stage.
As soon as you start.
Yeah, once I'm into it and I'm on my purpose, that's when I'm fine. And one of the things like I saw even when I was like getting started my business career and doing sales presentations, and one I get so nervous and I want to deliver so bad that what it drove me to do was over prepare. Like I would just go nuts. To this day, I over prepare. Like I'm sitting there researching my client, researching the topic, knowing my ins and outs, every which way it could go.
Well, that's actually the topic of today anyway, isn't it? About preparing, maybe not over preparing. Probably need to touch on that though and how that, you know, we can talk about that as well. But we did say at the end of the last one that we're going to talk about, you know, being prepped. So do you want to start speaking to that, Mike?
Yeah, look, I think it's an important thing for business. I think a lot of businesses, what they do is they just kind of wing it. They get excited about the opportunity that's at play and they get kind of caught up in it and then they just, you know, kind of wing it. They get into the moment. They're so focused on getting to that thing that they never actually prep what to do when they get there.
Right.
And I think when you're thinking about business strategies as well, you're just kind of going from fire to fire to fire to fire. And you're not really looking in advance. And
I think not being part proactive.
And I think part of prepping is like knowing, A, where do you want it to go? So you got to have the goal and the outcome. But B, like where could it go? Like what's going to disrupt you? Where's the other paths? How's your other game plans? I know like when I played sport, I had my game strategy, but then I had my, how could this play? And then I had my, well, and then I had what I called my, can I swear?
Yeah.
No,
then I have my holy, my
and then I have my holy fuck plan, and which is the, you know, the worst case scenario, the thing I was scared of. One of the things I'll prep for is what if I have to face it? Now I very seldom ever have to face use my holy fuck plan, but just knowing it was there made me a lot more confident going in.
So let's go back. So talking about preparing in terms of what to expect. What do you mean by that? Like, in what fields, in what areas, and how do you go about doing it? What do you think businesses need to do in order to have the basic level of preparation about what to expect?
Yeah, so that's really based on the outcome you want. So for me, one of the things I'll do is, let's say this really changes depending on the scenario, but let's say you're going into an important meeting, a sales meeting. You're going to be thinking about like, what is this person's problem? So based on what they've told me, the information I've grabbed, what I can see off the internet, what is their challenge? Is it a marketing problem? Is it a sales problem? Is it a technology problem? And then I'm prepping for that. I know in advance, I've done my research, I've done the facts, I know this is where I'm going to try and take them. I've really built my solution around that.
That's with working with someone, right?
Yeah, working with somebody. So in my business, it'll be the same thing. You know, I'll look at the numbers, I'll look at our finances, I'll look at the KPIs and go, what really is our problem? What's the solution? So when I have that meeting, what am I expecting to try and solve here? then I'm going to think about it like, okay, so what could come up as a result of that meeting? What are the things that I need to think about? What are the kind of the curveballs? So you're trying to think about it, like, what could come out of this meeting? You know, am I going to discover that there's some customer service problems here? Am I going to discover that, you know, there's a turnover problem here? Is, and so how can I be prepared for those things as well? And then the final thing is, what's the holy fuck? So how I do that is I kind of look at it. I use a Zed form, and I look at all the different. So Zed form is where we work out the benefits and the downsides. Mm-hmm. I look at all the downsides, and I go, what's the one I'm most scared of? And then how do I prepare myself in case that shows up?
Right.
How am I going to handle that? Now, I very seldom ever actually need to use that plan, but the fact that I know that that plan's there mm-hmm. helps me kind of work more confidently towards the other two. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and like if you watch any action thriller or like, you know, I've recently watched the Mission Impossible series.
Right.
If you look at that, that's how they prepare as well, don't they? They know what's going to come. They know where the curveballs are, but they always have that just in case, which in the movies they always have to
the explosive pen or something.
Yeah, yeah. They've always got that extra plan, that holy fuck, get out of jail free, last ditch effort plan. And it's in place prior to them starting the mission.
So, but yeah. What I'm trying to get at is like, how does that look? Like, what does that look? How often are you doing it? What is it in a business? What are you recommending in terms of preparation?
And then what would you say to the person who, you know, you're talking about insuring against your fears. Is that what you're saying? And putting time and energy into bulletproofing that. What would you say to the person that would go, well, that's the wrong place to put my time and energy. I need to put my time and energy into being aware of that, but making sure I'm focusing on where we're taking the business.
And let's be clear, I'm not talking about, you know, spending days working out a plan, because you'll never bulletproof the consequence. Being aware of what the consequence is and what you would do if it showed up, like on a very general basis, like here's what I'd do if that showed up, knowing that that's not an end game for you, mm-hmm. that's where you got to get to, is when you can go, I could deal that. I could survive the worst case scenario because I know what I'd do next. That's all you have to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't have to spend a ton of time. Now, if that is an end game for you, mm-hmm. you're probably going to spend more time really understanding it.
Right.
In terms of your question, Mills, about timing, if I'm talking about general business plans, I'm probably doing this every quarter. Mm-hmm. Or I'm doing where there's been a major change or a trigger in the economy. So, like, you know, even though in Australia, when we really first got hit with the impacts of COVID, it wouldn't have been on a financial quarter. Mm-hmm. But that would have triggered me to sit down and relook at the plans.
Right.
You know, so anytime you get a major change in one of the triggers of your company.
So you're really talking about not so much smaller things. You're talking about big overarching kind of outcomes for the business. Is that what you're saying?
I'm actually talking about both.
Right.
So in terms of the bigger things, I like to work off something called a legacy map, where you really have it and you can go back to it when you need it. That's the bigger things. And you're going to do that every quarter, every mm-hmm. 3 months. And then, like I said, anytime a big challenging event, a new competitor enters the arena, you know, there's a change in the economy, there's a change in the way we do business, or a new government rule or something like that, you're going to go back to that plan. Mm-hmm. But that's like a working document that you have in your business. That's for the big stuff.
Yeah.
But I also do this, like I do this if I'm going to be working with a client. You know, for instance, I don't like doing meetings the same day when a client requests it. And the reason for it is I get no time to prep.
Right.
So when I go into, you've seen me do it, Mitch. When I go in to sit down with a business, I'm like researching that business. I'm like, what's the challenges of the industry? What's the mm-hmm. challenge of this particular business? I'm Googling them. I'm trying to find out, you know, where they exist. If I can't find them online, I'm like, there's a good chance there's a marketing problem that we're going to be dealing with. So I'm prepared when I go in. I already know kind of where we're going with this. I know where it could go. And then I have the, well, what if it doesn't go here? What's the worst case scenario? And I try to be aware of what that is and know how I would deal with it if it showed up.
Mm. Right.
So something that you often say, proper prior planning prevents piss poor performance permanently. Mm-hmm.
Say that 10 times fast.
the 8 P's, yeah.
Yeah. Because you need to have, and I totally get it. I'm just mindful, you know, in terms of people listening about, yes, you've got to do the big plans, but you also have to do the little ones. You have to prepare for the ongoing stuff as well. And I know, I mean, you said it right from the outset. You said about using the outcome. And I think that that's something that we do like very well. Whenever we sit and we're looking at something and we're preparing for something, we will always ask ourselves, what's the outcome of this? And I think I think sometimes that's overlooked. I think that that doesn't get the value it deserves, I think, sometimes, because you're thinking, sometimes if you don't have that outcome, you're literally just muddling your way through, even if you're prepped, because you're like, I just have to get through this, instead of actually there's a purpose at the end of this, there's an outcome, there's a reason I want to get here, and therefore my preparation has to be, and I have to direct things in line with that outcome. Because if you don't have that, I don't know, this is how I see it, if you don't have that goal and you don't have that that vision for where you're heading, it could, even if you're prepped, it can take you anywhere. Whereas if you've got the outcome, whether it's the things that you've prepped, the things that they expect, you've prepped the things that could happen, and you prep the holy fuck, you've always got the outcome that's showing you whether you're on track. Am I right with that?
And I think that's like an important point that you just brought up. I actually don't think you can prep unless you know the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I think this is where people get overwhelmed, is they don't ever get to the point where they have like outcomes in their business.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you think, even like if you haven't and you're sitting and you're listening to this, right, and you haven't got any outcomes or goals in your business, then even the concept of prepping for something would seem really overwhelming to you because of the amount of possibility out there, like where it could all go. So you would rather just kind of wing it and see what kind of comes up and trust.
Yeah.
I think that's the wrong mistake. I think it's good during great times. I think having no prep, you could probably get away with it during great times. But when, you know, markets start to crunch, that's where you're going to get into trouble. But yeah, you need to have an outcome. And it is the small things. Yes, it's the big things in the business, but it is getting ready for that sales presentation and making sure you prep for that. It's like when you go, anybody knows me knows I hate standing meetings. And the reason for is they generally don't have an outcome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's like when you come into the meeting, it's like, what do we want to achieve with this meeting?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it could end up in a 2-hour talk fest where nothing comes out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody who's ever called me on the phone knows the first thing I say to them after I kind of greet and, you know, build up the relationship with them, the next thing I'm saying is like, so what's the outcome? What do you want from this call?
And even if we ask you to make a call, you're like, what's the outcome you want for the call? You know, what's where are we going with this? What's the
So outcomes is really important with this, and then being prepped. And part of also being prepped is knowing what I need to be good at to get those outcomes. So part of prep is like knowing what skill set I need and being that I'm prepping that skill set as well. Knowing that there's always something to learn, there's always something to go in.
Mm-hmm.
So if I need to be really on my game for influencing here, I know this is going to be a tough thing, I'm in a sales call, I'm prepping that skill set as well. I'm like, what do I need to know? What do I need to be better at? What do I need to get good at? In terms of my business, I'm looking at the skills that really drive the outcomes of our business and going, what do we need to be better at? What do we need to be driving? What do we need to pick up skills in?
Mm.
Where can we learn? What can we do more? It's the sharpen the saw mentality.
Mm.
Right, if you spend a bit of time prepping and sharpening your saw and getting better at those skill sets, you're going to have a much greater outcome, even though it sometimes feels like lost time. And that's what I think when I talk to people that don't prep, they're like, how do you have the time to prep? And I'm like, how do you not have the time to prep?
Well, I think the people that are the ones that are plugging up all the holes are the ones that are likely not having prepped for the outcome in the first place, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's also like we had a meeting today and the first thing we did was we said, okay, what's the outcome? What do we want to feel by the end of this? And I think that that just navigates us towards, it's first off, it shows a high level of intelligence because you're navigating towards a bigger cause and, you know, to be able to get the product to where you need to get it to. So we need navigation. Humans need to know where they're going.
It's funny. It's like one of those things, I know the first time it got explained to me, right? It was such a small thing that it just kind of went right by me. And I never really picked up, but it's a small thing that when you start to implement in your business makes such a huge difference.
Mm.
Like it's so big, the difference that just asking that question at the start of every interaction or before you go do anything in your business, what do we want?
Yeah.
Right? It's such a big thing that even if you don't actively have a process for it in your business, but you just start to think that way, it'll massively change everything for you. And it's just one of those simple things that you could start doing today and would have a huge effect in your business.
And that can happen with any area of your business. It can be an overall prepping
for any area of your life, really.
Any area of life, yeah. Sales, marketing, everything, right? It's the whole lot.
Meetings, operation, anytime you're having a conversation with somebody else.
Do you recommend writing your prep down? Is it like a – do you have a process with that or do you – I suppose it depends because I suppose you're writing your prep down when you're looking at your legacy map and your big – overarching stuff, aren't
I think the bigger the thing, I tend to write it down. Look, there's a guy named Ray Dalio who wrote it all down, and that's how he came up with the book Principles, right? Principles is basically all of his prep and all of his decision-making formula and questions that he asks to figure out, you know, the best outcomes. I don't do it to that degree. I think, like, Ray Dalio is a fairly special individual and human being that can work that out, but I think for definitely the big decisions, I write it out. I think all big decisions should be done on paper. Because in your brain, you'll just loop around looking, trying to look for this one this one solution in your business that has zero downside. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't exist, which is why you should have that holy fuck plan, right? Mm-hmm. It's a way of acknowledging that that thing exists and going, this is how I'd face it.
There'd be some things you can't holy fuck them. Like you wouldn't be able to imagine some things though, would you? How do you deal with those?
But the ones you can't imagine or that don't come across your severe, you're not worried, they're not going to stop you from doing something anyway.
Right.
What stops us from our plans is the thing we're scared of. We're going, I don't want to face this. So you keep trying to loop in your brain, trying to find that solution where you don't have to face it.
Yeah.
And I think part of the holy fuck plan, like I said, I almost never have to use my holy fuck plan. It's just knowing that, hey, if I had to face it, I'm prepared.
Yeah, but so let me just use an example, right? This time 2 years ago, when we're all faced with this, with something totally unexpected in lots of ways. In some ways, I'm sure some people may have planned for stuff, but a lot of people hadn't, right? The planning, how does planning benefit you in a situation like that? That's probably the question I want to know. Even if you can't plan for the actual outcome, because no one would have been able to predict necessarily, you know?
Yeah, I think I'm understanding what you're saying. You're never going, it's not this isn't a process. I can't give anybody a crystal ball that says, like, here's how you do a crystal ball where you'll know everything. Right. But when you're a planner, when you're somebody who prepares, you start to see every problem as like another one of those.
Right.
And so I definitely had never experienced what nobody had experienced what we had experienced in 2020. But I was able to see aspects of it and go, this is just another one of those things I'd been through. And I'd had versions of plans for those.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right, because one of the things you have to is anytime there's a major change in your business, something that's not expected, it's time to sit down and start planning again. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'd had versions of these in the past, and I think part of what activates me, it's not that I knew what to do, and it wasn't that I wasn't scared, it wasn't that, like, you know, I had some sort of resilience and nobody else had it. I had, because I've been such a planner, I was able to look at it and go, okay, this is just like one of those and one of those and one of those.
Yeah.
And we just got to figure out how to solve these three things. And I've done that before. So there's no reason why I can't figure this out now.
It builds that muscle, I suppose, where you're like, I know how to deal with this because I've prepped for that in different ways.
Yeah, I haven't prepped for this thing exactly, but I've had similar things.
Yeah, so you've got that habit in your mind you've got that habit ingrained to go back to that knowledge and to utilize that for this thing.
Well,
otherwise
it's an ambush, right? It's like...
And you get your fight, flight, or freeze kicks off and you're... At that point, you're a bit stuffed.
But if you know what to do, if you know how to plan your way out of things, okay, this is happening to us right now, so what do? We go to a plan. We set a plan and we work out, okay, what's the pros and cons? What's the worst that can happen? What's the best that can happen? What have we got to keep? What have we got to adapt? And
Planning is a way of dealing with fear. And I think one of the best ways to deal with fear is to have a process. Mm-hmm. Right? Because there's no way to get rid of fear. There's no way to be certain, 100% certain that you're going to be okay.
Mm. Tonight,
but it's just having a process that says, hey, I've done everything within my control. So if I'm not going to be okay, I was never going to be okay, and I'll face that now.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that something I've learned just recently, like it's really coming and getting ingrained recently, is the fact that that is the key for everything. It's having a system and having a process. It's like when you look at finances, I've been teaching it for years, but you can literally apply that principle to every area of your life, because if you've got a system, then emotion doesn't play a part of it, you know. And if you've got a system and you know how to prep, emotion about, you know, what ifs and whatever, like your the holy fucks that you're planning for might be different to what you'd ever imagined that would be, but still you've got that process to be able to do it. Therefore, it's not an emotional thing, you know. It's not you can leave the emotion at the door and just get in and do it.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, and this is about having like a systems, and we show them how those systems work. And anybody that's doubting that thought, right, just has to think: do you have any superstitions? Mm. Right. What is a superstition? It's a system. Like, it's a system for dealing with uncertainty. Like, well, I had a superstition when I played sport, right? I had to put my sock on in a certain way, and I had to do everything in a certain order, and I had to get into that game in a certain way.
Yeah.
None of that actually makes any logical sense. All it did was help me deal with the uncertainty of what I was about to face.
Mm-hmm.
So just the fact that you have some sort of prep, some sort of process, some sort of getting ready allows you to deal with fear in a much different way than people that are kind of getting blindsided by it.
Yeah,
because
I like that.
People that don't prepare, they just hope it's not going to show up. And when it does, they don't know what to do.
Yeah. They haven't built that muscle.
And fear is only something that is appearing to be real to you later on. And if you know how to manage it, or you know how to execute when it happens, then you've nothing to be afraid of. In fact, if you plan well, you'll welcome any situation.
Yeah. Look, the thing is usually what you're scared of affects everybody equally. So it doesn't give any great disadvantage or advantage to anyone.
Right. Mm.
It just equals the playing field.
Right.
In which case, you know, we're all equal from this point. So, you know, the person that's best prepared and can transition the quickest, they're generally going to win in that example.
Yeah, I really like that. It's probably a good way to finish up. Mm. That was good. I like that.
Loved it.
Prep, people. Proper, prior, planning, prevents, piss, poor, performance, permanently.
Well done.
There you go. I said it a bit slower. Hey?
If I could just get a towel.
That was good. Thanks, Mike.
Okay. Bye. If you're looking to bulletproof your business, here at MJB Seminars, we have the tools and strategies to supercharge your profits and stop you from becoming one of the 97% of organizations that fail within their first 10 years.
So you can learn more about this truly unique system by liking and following us at MJB Seminars over on Instagram and Facebook. And don't forget to subscribe to Dorothy and the Dealer podcast so you never miss a business episode again.
Registrations for our business course are by application, and you can express your interest by emailing evolve@mjbseminars.com.au.